And
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, you literally put me so on the spot, but that's okay. Anyway, Lou Barlow.
Oh, yeah.
Great bass player.
Yep.
Yeah. You do a lot of chords.
Yeah.
Janet Weiss, that's it.
For drums, yeah.
I want it. If it doesn't sound like Janet Weiss, it sucks.
It's not for me.
And on this side of the table, within your own instrument, what musicians inspire you guys?
I feel like my high school listening palette was my most like guitar influence and songwriting. So like Steve Howe, and I know I've been putting you yes, bro. Like Steve Howe and David Gilmour, and then also like Six Organs of Admittance, like finger style guitar. And I think also was a microphones guy.
Oh, Phil Elverum.
I feel like that. Yeah, and Devendra Banhart. I don't know. I could go on forever just listing people, but what about you?
I feel like for me, the high school listening palette I feel like was influential. And I guess when I first started playing guitar, I was really into the White Stripes, and I really liked listening to that and feeling like, oh, I can just do that. And I feel like that helped me play guitar and write stuff. And I feel like just growing up and playing along with like Pixies and Neutral Milk Hotel and White Stripes and stuff like that.
Solid. Well, it is past 8 p.m. Do you guys want to try doing the thing together? You don't have to.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay, do you want me to count you? You guys count yourselves off. Yeah.
Joel, count us in because you're the drummer.
This is Salty Greyhound, and then we'll do it. Okay. One, on, go. 1, 2, 3. Go.
This is Salty Greyhound, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
I almost said Freedom Radio.
Support
Freedom.
College Radio.
Support it.
I was looking at the wrong thing, so I did not
participate.
I was
reading a different flyer.
I was reading the frame thing.
Oh, that was beautiful. I'm definitely going to cap that and like,
perfect.
Yeah. A nice little bump.
I'm going to do it as Ja Rule again.
Well, you heard me?
You were like, "Oh, cause it goes this is the... Ja Rule," and you were listening to
Do you guys have any other songs? I mean, I'm sure that you guys have other songs that you would like me to play, but what would you like me to play next?
Good cue. I don't know. What's the public ready for, do you think?
That's true. They're your songs to leak or not.
Can we see the CD, the track listing?
Yeah, remind me what's on it.
What are we
going
for?
What do you think?
I think.
Yeah.
Her. Or
I'm
even her.
Four or nine. Oh, really?
Three or four. I don't know.
We're undecided.
You know, I'm curious. I'm also curious about what three means. But we can go over that when we get back. Here's Ladles.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. Can everyone hear me all right?
Yes.
Yep.
Excellent. And so that was just ladles, and that's the one that you were saying you have the hidden background vocal in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, I will have to re-listen to it at a later date, pick it out. So let's see. Do you have anything else that you want to say about that song? I mean, I really like the sound. I know that in the break, you were saying that you definitely... Or, well, Joel, how were you describing the album previously?
I had been pitching it to people as kind of like an Arcade Fire record, but produced like Summer Teeth by Wilco.
That's so
but
nice.
The Flaming Lips yeah. It's a high compliment for me.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that song needs a shout out for Marco Lawrence is playing the harp on it. Tristan Bouchard?
Tristan Bobby Boucher.
Is playing the harp on it.
Harpsichord,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like every song's like such a different project. Like,
but you made it sound like one thing. Like when you listen to the album front to back, it sounds like it's not a concept album, it's like definitely a unified
piece.
Has
a sound.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
It's the Salty Greyhound album.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right.
So let's see, outside of music, what do you guys like to do for fun?
I was gonna say karaoke, but that's still pretty musical.
Jackbox.
We play a lot of Jackbox.
That's right.
What's your go-to Jackbox minigame?
Trivia Murder Party's pretty good. Quiplash is good, of course.
It's a classic. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
Probably Quiplash.
Yeah.
I was playing some. Oh my God, was that yesterday? 2 days ago? But yeah. Good time. Good time.
It's a classic. Yeah, that got us through the pandemic for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Otherwise, I do art.
Oh, yes, she does.
Mm-hmm. And I do gardening.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What else?
I, like, can't think of anything.
I do, yeah, I do a lot of things. I ride a bike. Well, that's commuting, so it's not really fun.
Yeah, we like to bike.
We all three of us bike.
Yeah, I'm too afraid to bike in Boston.
That's so fair.
Yeah. I just got a concussion doing it, so you're right there.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Susie has a cat named Kiki. That's a large part
she's
of
amazing.
Our conversation.
Yep.
She's listening.
She is listening.
She's tuning in.
She's one of those listeners.
My brother's dog named Rocky.
Shout out.
Love him.
Any other pets?
Toads. Frogs.
Frogs. I have two frogs.
I'm so sorry.
They're not toads. They're not dried up toads.
Or damp frogs.
She's out.
Dude on the radio. Time.
So this is Salty Greyhound. We're a trio.
Why frogs? That's really cool. Kind of random. How long have you had frogs?
A long time. They're,
you'll have them for a long time.
I'm going to have them a long time. So Alex, for a birthday, 9 years ago, maybe, got me a tadpole certificate that you mail to a company and they mail you a tadpole. And the frogs have just, I don't know, she grew up, my first frog, Francis, grew up to be a frog. And then a few years later, the company unannounced mailed me a new frog in an unmarked box. So I then had a second one. And their life expectancy is usually around 2 years. But on the website, there's a Q&A saying, how long these live, and it basically says no one knows.
They haven't died yet.
There have been reports of living up to 50 years. So,
wow.
Yeah, we'll see.
I just want to say you didn't introduce the name of your second frog.
Shoes is the second frog. Francis is the first frog.
Oh, and they also make an appearance in an upcoming music video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just segue back
that's
to,
a big
the,
news.
To
yeah.
the music. Oh, yeah, our big video is coming out, and the girls are in it.
It's a wild video made by Andrew Gibson and
very
Chris.
Talented.
Chris's last name starts with a T. He's like Tobin.
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 That's right.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. So that's on the horizon, and that's
they're
gonna
geniuses.
Be exciting.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
it is a great video.
They took. I had a lot of scattered ideas, and they brought them together in a really cool way. So
I think my favorite thing is that Maria and I. Well, should we spoil it? I mean, this isn't really
you
spoiling.
Can hint.
What's gonna happen?
Drop a hint.
Covered ourselves with paint and did some paint wrestling.
Which is kind of a little callback to in a lot of our shows. I guess we haven't done it recently, but a lot of times in our shows we like to smear paint on each other and on audience members. So it was nice to incorporate some paint into the video in that way. Yeah. Although there's a lot more paint in the video than at shows.
At the next show.
Yeah, we got to get back to doing that.
Like at shows?
Yeah.
Rated GGL and type.
Oh, no, I'm saying just like a little bit.
Oh, just like a little. Thumb mark. Just like Ash Wednesday. Yeah. We're like rock and roll Ash Wednesday.
I mean, we're a whole gallon. We'll see.
Yeah. Someone's basement will be very happy to receive a gallon of paint.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's a basement activity, not like a venue activity. Yeah. For sure.
I can imagine everyone like walking away and leaving some really cool footprints of paint.
Oh, love that.
Yeah. That might be kind of cool.
It's a good idea.
Being on the right basement.
I mean, we have instruments and I've clothes and stuff that have different paint splatters on them. And it looks cool. It reminds you of different shows. So yeah. I like that.
I do it very carefully if I bring paint.
Like, yeah.
That's respectful. I don't know why I'm making that disclaimer.
So everyone knows I'm very careful.
We're not
and clean.
Awful people.
We're not pigs.
So where did the paint thing come from?
I feel like I've always really loved just when you do a show, you can do some just whatever, like, I don't know, make it theatrical. I used to bring around like lights and lasers and strobe lights to shows all the time, and I think that evolved into just doing some paint stuff.
I feel like when you're on stage, well, for me, I feel like I get drunk with power and I'm like, I can just put paint on people and they're gonna love it.
And they do.
And they do.
I remember one time I saw you guys and you duct tape, you all, I think Maria duct taped the whole band together. Do you remember that?
Yes, that was great. That was a really good one.
I barely remember that. I feel like that must have been a long time ago.
I also did one time I got a bunch of bananas and duct taped them all over my body and then kind of mashed them, and that was funny.
It's really funny.
We have to pull out more antics like that, I think. We've been just standing there playing our instruments like losers lately. Yeah. Everyone's falling asleep. Not really.
Well, if you're listening, you obviously now know that you need to come out and see Salty Greyhound at their next show on the 20th.
Right. I don't know if there's, just to be clear, Corner Room's a very, it's a mellow place. But if you want to come and...
We might have some mild antics, I don't know if we're going to have high-key antics at that one.
No,
but at our next big full band... Bodacious, crazy show. Yeah. We might have some stuff. Yeah.
And everyone keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whenever
TBA.
It may be. That's really cool. I love a band with fun antics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Us too.
Yeah. No, it just adds to it. And like you always, and it sounds like you guys are very creative about it. So it's always nice to know every show is going to be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
So antics aside, do you guys have any favorite shows that you've played together?
We used to live at a venue called The Womb. Then it got turned into the ER.
The Elbow Room.
Yep. I don't know if it had any other names before it closed down.
I think
but
just those two.
We had a lot of times there that were just really cool shows, like just a lot of people
it's
that
really
got
space.
Really into it.
You guys brought a lot of good bands in, too.
Yeah. True. I don't know. It's hard to think of a specific show. I feel like Nice will always be like, or recently will be one of my favorites.
Yeah, Nice Fest was really fun. There was a lot going on, a lot of great bands, and that was a really good one.
I think we played at Trixie's Palace with Perennial. That was a really good one.
Yes.
People were very into that.
I love Perennial, and I love Trixie's.
Yeah,
that was
a really good one. That was pre-pandemic.
Pre-panned, yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any venues in Boston that you would really like to play? Other than all of the random awesome basements.
Yeah. I can't think of a name. Like, Crystal Ballroom would be really, really cool.
Yeah, that would be good.
It'd be cool to go back to O'Brien's. We haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no losers. They're all good.
Rockwell.
Rockwell would be nice.
Rockwell was really cool.
At Nice, yeah.
Yeah, I love what they're doing, bringing in all these local bands. It's really nice to see.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Because for a while, I mean, when I was a student here, I don't think they really had music. It was mostly just, like, comedy shows, which they still do a lot of.
Right.
But, it's nice to see them, like, doing some local stuff.
Yeah, yeah, there's not enough spaces for smaller local bands now.
I'd like to play Great
now,
Scott,
so.
But...
Yeah, I know. If it's a, in my dreams question.
We just also played a great show.
Well, yeah,
great
we did
Scott.
Play there, but I would like to play there now as us.
It's
so.
True.
Sad.
Well, I'm still working on my time machine. I'll let you guys know when it's ready.
Perfect. Yeah. Well,
I went to the Great Scott Memorial Taco Bell earlier this evening. It's so surreal.
We're going to play at the Great Scott Memorial Taco Bell.
Oh, my
Bell.
God. Just, yeah, show up.
It's going to be great. They'll love it.
All right. Let's see. Do you guys want to do a lightning round, or would you like to play another song off your album first?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Indecisive. Or we can play an old song.
Lightning round.
Lightning round. Lightning let's round. Do it. All right. So the way that we're going to do this, each of you, we can start with Alex and go around, and then we'll ping pong. So if you were the last one to answer, you'll be the first one to answer the next one. So everyone has a turn in the hot seat, except for the people in the middle. You guys have it easy.
We're in the cold seats.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, feel free to keep it to a couple words or elaborate if you'd like to. Let's start off with dream musical collaboration.
Cheek Face, I think, if you're familiar with
them. I'm not. Who is Cheek Face?
Just a really, really good band.
They're really cool. Good. Yeah, highly recommend. I feel like I have always wanted to play with Jeffrey Lewis, and my current collaboration is I've been really into The Wolf in Our Own Backyard. I'd love to play with them.
I don't know. I think Krill, because they don't exist anymore, and they were like my favorite band.
Yeah.
But they already have a really great bass player, so.
I would want to drum for Batmobile. Bratmobile. Sorry. Batmobile? What the hell?
Is that still a swear?
Yeah.
It's close. I mean, it's a place. You know, it's in Michigan, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Although there are a lot of really questionably named towns, so there are many things
true.
That you could say on air that
that's
you still
true.
Probably shouldn't. All right. And now starting with Joel, if you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
The pedal steel guitar, without question.
Cool.
I would sing like Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Like a beautiful... Like however many octave range.
Absolutely. I think I would do fiddle, maybe.
Ooh.
I would love the sitar. That'd be cool.
Yes.
That throat singing.
Really hard.
Ooh, throat singing, yeah.
Sitar's been my answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people say harp, which is also
that's
really, really cool.
Really good one.
And
extremely
like
cool.
I feel like that's a really hard instrument to learn. Because
yep.
it's hard to find a harp, but it's also hard to find a sitar.
True.
Yeah.
It's such a groovy
once
sound.
Once I ordered Maria what I thought was a sitar for Christmas, but it turned out to be like a little tiny toy. I was so like...
It was kind of funny.
I was like, oh.
That's so funny.
A little model of
reopened.
One.
But yeah.
Do you have a favorite song to perform?
I really love Offense of the Cats because it's fun to get everyone doing the ha-ha-ha part, personally.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Alligators. That's one of our newer ones. I feel like people like that.
I'm going to say Alligators, too. It's not on the album, but it's very good.
I feel like whatever song is, like, second to last on the set list is the song that ends up being the one that sounds the best. And I'm like,
I
want it all to sound like this.
Is Ladles?
I don't know. It depends
or
on
no,
the set.
Or any set.
Oh, just the, in general. Oh.
My favorite song to play
just the
in
second
the set.
To last song
yeah, the
of
second
any
last
set
song.
We play. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of a... Fake answer.
No, it's not. It's
answer.
An it's a very
it's
real
a Carl
answer.
Carl Pilkington answer.
A what answer?
Just like what Carl Pilkington would say, because it's not
who's
really
Carl
an answer.
Pilkington?
It's too much to get into.
Don't right worry about it.
Lightning round.
This is lightning.
So, yeah, it's a lightning round, but we have no rush.
No. Slow lightning.
Very slow lightning. Oh, have you guys seen those memes where it's like, have you ever seen a I don't know, an airplane get hit by lightning and then it's like Lightning McQueen going,
ka-chow. Oh, yeah, unfortunately.
I haven't even seen Cars, but I like feel like I know Lightning McQueen personally.
You've seen it. Oh, you know him personally.
You've seen
it? Yeah.
No, and I love Life
no,
is
No, I
that
haven't
way.
Seen it either.
All right, what's a song, or are there any songs, A, that you guys typically cover, and are there any songs that you would like to cover?
I think it starts with you, Ray.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, we... have covered Goodbye Horses. We've covered other songs randomly. If I were picking the songs, would probably do a Bob Dylan song.
Anything more? What Bob's it? Which Bob?
90s.
90s?
90s.
Controversial Bob.
No, late 90s Bob won Grammys. It's not controversial.
Okay.
I guess if the Grammys say
early
so.
90s Bob.
If the Grammys say so.
Sorry, can you repeat the question?
So I we've already gotten which songs you play, but what song would you like to cover?
Oh, I don't know. The other day, we were just like randomly playing a bunch of Pixie songs back to back that we all knew. Any Pixie song, I think, think it'd be cool to do like a Halloween cover set as the Pixies.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
Yeah. Alex wears a bald cap.
Yes. And me too, because why not?
Yeah. Oh, Maria.
Well, I was just gonna agree and say any Pixies. I've always wanted to do a Yeah Yeah Yeahs Halloween set. Yeah. I think that would be great. Although Halloween set wasn't the question, but any Yeah Yeah Yeahs is my other answer.
I think I'd love to do Yoshimi Battles of Pink Robots. Yeah. I think that'd be very fun.
That would be cool.
Cool.
Have any of you gotten to see The Flaming Lips live?
Once, a long time ago in St. Louis, which is really good.
Did he do the bubble thing?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
I mean,
went right over me.
Gosh, yeah.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah,
really they put on a good show. Good antics.
Definitely where I wanted to get the theatrical stuff
I'm
from.
Sure that's where our antics come from.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw them with the Claypool Lennon Delirium, which is really cool.
Them. Les Claypool?
Yeah, Les Claypool and Sean Lennon.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
Where was that?
That was, I think it was the Palladium in Worcester.
Nice.
Classic.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm jealous.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a cool show, and unfortunately, Claypool Lennon Delirium's not around anymore, but a couple really cool albums. Favorite word. Also, speaking of words, before you get into your favorite word, the fourth song on the album, third song on the album?
Third song.
What is that? Mean
Procyon.
So that's part of the Latin name for our neighborhood friend the raccoon. That song has a lot of Latin names for animals in it. That's it. Yeah,
cool.
I guess it's also a constellation, but I wasn't thinking about that when I wrote it.
Gotcha. Neat. All right, now favorite word.
Sibilance.
Oh, that's a great one. I always kind of liked cubicle.
Ooh. I think popsicle. It's like good mouthfeel. Yes. Popsicle.
Ampersand.
That's a really
good one. That's a great one.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Yeah, all very creative answers. And all with really nice mouthfeel.
ASMR.
ASMR.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. ASMR.
People said MSRP.
Cellar door.
That's what they say. The most beautiful phrase in the English language. All right, favorite color.
Orange. Sorry.
That's okay.
Why? Don't apologize.
sorry.
So much, but continue.
Red.
I like them all. I can't pick one. Mm-hmm. Pass.
I guess blue. I think.
Solid. Yeah. Solid. Yeah. First concert you went to.
Yes.
No, really? Yeah. Which iteration of Yes? If you remember.
I think Rick Wakeman's son, Steve Howe, and the singer and the drummer,
Anderson?
And the bassist, Chris Squire, I think, was all there. I think it was just the son's, the keyboard son was playing. But nice. Really, really cool with my best friend Nick Johnson. With his band Harpo Jarvie.
Who lives at?
Last four of social R.
My first concert was The Strokes. It was great.
Nice.
I guess as a child, I was brought by my parents to see Weird Al Yankovic at a state fair. It was really good.
Was brought. Like,
I mean,
didn't
I was,
love it.
I had no say in it. But
you
it was,
loved it, though.
He did this fake bit on stage where he pretended to stab himself, and I remember being very afraid. But then, like, my first, like, I guess adult concert, when I was, like, 12 or 13, I saw My Chemical Romance and Alkaline Trio.
Amazing.
At the Palladium in Worcester.
Nice.
It's a very Palladium lineup.
Yeah, it was extremely 2005 situation.
After a couple Beatle tributes as a tween, I saw the Police reunion tour with Elvis Costello opening.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
Nice. Very cool. Oh.
I feel like I need to correct myself. My real first band, like, way before was Smash Mouth, and I was way
late. Whoa. Oh, boy.
That's
rest in peace, Steve.
Yeah, R.I.P. Damn. Dang.
What movie would you like to make the soundtrack for? Either independently or as Salty Greyhound. And it could be a movie that exists or does not exist. And you can answer all of those questions or none of them.
Which side is it on?
Does I think it's Joel's side.
You know, I think if you need time to think or if you already have your answer, feel free to...
I have my answer. Okay. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, extended edition.
Oh my God.
That's so ambitious.
As Salty Greyhound. It's not ambitious. We can do it.
Okay. That's the next album.
I would try with you, but it would be... That's brutal.
I would follow you
into... That's brutal.
Yeah.
Would follow you into battle for Mordor, or against Mordor.
Thanks.
I feel like we got a lot of cool stuff to make, like an eraser head thing, like really noisy and weird.
That's what I was,
Or like, what was the movie you showed us that... we're all going to the World's Fair that Alex G did. I could see us doing that in all seriousness. Like kind of a spooky lo-fi horror movie.
Acoustic.
Yes.
Not that I wasn't serious before, but as a separate second serious answer.
Yeah, no, that's probably my serious answer too. I feel like I don't know because every movie soundtrack I like has like songs from, like I'm thinking of like...
You like a needle drop. Like
yeah,
put in a real,
like the,
a pop
all the Sofia
song.
Coppola
yeah.
movies, she like puts like random collections of old and new songs and stuff.
Wes Anderson, yeah. That is fun.
Yeah. Do you have your answer? Not to put you on the spot. But.
I was thinking along the lines of Alex, like something kind of where we could get a little weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I'll say Eraserhead too, I guess, but I don't know. Yeah. That's a tough question.
Thank you. I try to make stumpers.
Yeah, that's a stumper. Yeah.
We're stumped.
Well, you had yours immediately.
Yeah, well.
Actually, I wasn't stumped.
And it was crazy.
Braver than Aragorn.
Yeah, that's right.
What's the best advice you've ever been given? Starting with Alex.
I just read the Rick Rubin book, and something he said in it that I think really meant a lot to me about the album was that when a song is 5 tweaks away from being done, it's not finished. But when it's 15 tweaks away from being done, then it's finished. Just like helping me. I never know. Like feeling done with the song is extremely difficult, which is a big part why this took 10 years to do. So, it just helps me to sort of realize when I'm sort of getting into my own head way too much about working on a song, and then it's probably like a lot of points when I was like thought these songs were not done, but realistically they were probably pretty good at that point. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that does make sense. Yeah. That's
and
good.
Before we carry on with those answers, first, congratulations again on finishing the album, and how does it feel? I mean, that's a long project to be working on.
It feels really good to just be over with it and have it, whatever, going to be on Spotify on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like I look at the songs and like when I listen to them, I'm like, like hi-hats or like crashes really harsh there. And that's all right.
Yeah,
it's good to have the closure and shut the chapter, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're old and rich and have nothing better to do, you can always remaster it.
Exactly.
That's what we tell her, though. Yeah. Like a Kanye. Like,
we've been
like a
saying that to ourselves so much. Same with like the art on it. And like we're working on like a little booklet for it too. And I keep being like, it doesn't matter because when we release it, it's going to be different. So.
Sure.
Someone's
grooving.
They're really. Yeah. That's the band. If you like what you're hearing in the background, stick around for On the Town with Mikey D. That band will be getting on at 10:30.
Oh, no way.
Ooh.
Perfect.
Hi, Mikey D.
Woo. Okay. Yeah, but wow, that is a strong bass.
Yeah,
it really, yeah.
Go for it.
Wow. Anyway, let's, do you guys want to, I'm going to ask them to turn it down. You want to play a song in the meantime? Is there another one on there? Otherwise, I did have a sort of eclipse-themed song from one of your older albums. Not about the eclipse, but
I'm like, did we write an eclipse song? And I forgot.
And which one? I got to listen to it.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Never gonna see again.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that is eclipse. Yeah. Well
done. There you go.
For all the people who didn't have glasses, that sound good.
Yeah, forgot about that.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
it's bringing me back, bringing me back. It's bringing me, I'm gonna hide again in my high school party. It's holding me back, holding me back. It's holding me, I'm never gonna learn what my teacher said in my living room, living room, living room, living room. I'm never gonna learn what my teacher said, and it's holding me back, holding me back. It's holding me back. Show me what I'm missing, like it's over again, like it's over. If I ever grow old, will you show me what I'm missing, like it's happening now, like it's happened, like I'm never gonna see, like I'm never gonna see again. Like I'm never gonna see, like I'm never gonna see again. So I'm gonna run away, I'm gonna run away again. So I'm gonna run away, I'm gonna run away again.
Right, so not really Eclipse themed, but I was listening to it the other day and I was like, oh yeah, that's
funny. Well, we went and saw it and I keep being like, do my eyes hurt? Like, yeah, do my eyes look all right to
did
you?
Did I actually look at it and forgot?
Yeah.
And I'm blind now?
I looked at it through my phone, which I realized after you're not supposed to do,
yeah,
so.
Great.
We'll see.
Whatever.
I wouldn't have fun.
Yeah, right.
It's fine.
I'll Google that later and then feel like I'm losing my eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I, well, it was cloudy where I was, so, like, I kind of, like, looked at it through the clouds, because it was, like,
that's
really
fine.
Thick clouds. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could, yeah. I couldn't see it with the glasses on, so I was just like, oh.
Yeah. That sounds fine to me, though, yeah. As a...
As an expert.
I was going to say astrologist. As an astronomer, I think that's fine.
And also, really fun, if you still have your glasses, you can just stare at the sun any day.
I was literally thinking that today. I was like, I'm gonna go home and do that.
I love staring at the sun.
It's gonna just be a circle, but it'll be kind of fun.
It's like an ancient circle. Thing, just staring at the circle.
Forbidden,
yeah.
Circle.
Yeah.
Doesn't Patrick Starr stare at the sun in an episode?
Yes, and
his eyes shrivel up.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep.
All right, so carrying on with best advice you've ever been given.
I feel like good advice I was given was, if you can't decide between two things you want to do, you should probably do the hard one, because if you really wanted to do the easy one, you would have just done it and it wouldn't be hard to decide. It's a thinker.
Oh man.
I need to.
Well, who gave you that?
Like
who's that advice from?
Oh, I don't remember. I probably just read it somewhere.
Yeah.
I have another one.
Oh, yeah, do it.
When someone's taking a picture of you, you should say prune.
Prune.
My friend Susie gave me that advice.
It just puts your mouth in a very pleasing shape. Well, that might be the best advice I've ever gotten. I feel like Alex and Marie had very, like, serious, earnest answers. But, this is actually serious. If you have an unripe avocado and you put it in a bowl with, like, fruits that are ripe, it'll, like, encourage it to ripen faster.
That's a great one.
It sounds fake.
But no, it's real. Yeah, yeah, it's like peer pressure.
I've done that with, like, tomatoes and bananas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A good friend, mentor, Pace, gave me, it's kind of two-part serious advice. Well, I guess the first part of it is predates his advice, but the first part being don't take out loans to go to private school.
Mm. Yep.
And the second advice, do not get a PhD.
That's
under almost any advice. Almost any circumstance.
Yeah.
And I was darn close. And I didn't. It was a good thing.
That's good.
So stay out of school.
For except all if you're going to Tufts currently.
Yeah, no, if you know,
this is a private university that
Tufts University.
Or if you're a prospective student.
Yeah.
It's cool. You're gonna, I liked it.
Yeah.
What were you going to get your PhD in?
Probably American Studies.
Cool. What's your favorite period of American history?
20th century. It all really goes to pot.
That's true.
That's right.
It's fair, yeah. All right. I think I already asked you guys what you do for fun when you're not working on music. I don't think I've asked you this one. If you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Probably a birch tree.
Nice.
Yeah. Papery.
Papery, yeah.
A little bit flaky, but...
Yeah.
But they're also the best fire starter. Mm. They can start fires even when they're wet.
Yeah.
You know,
really?
Yeah.
Because they're so flaky. And
you can eat the twigs, too.
Yeah, I think they look really nice.
And they smell great.
And I was like, we wrote the song called Birches, though. So
yeah, that's why. Birch beer. I could go on and on.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would say apple tree, because it's gnarled and has flowers and has apples.
Did you say, hold on, food?
Yeah.
There's food.
There's food.
But I would say probably some sort of fruit tree, like citrus trees are pretty cool. Like a lemon tree.
Weeping willow, actually, because I'm dramatic.
Yeah.
Because you weep.
That too.
Love to weep.
Do you like hanging out by the banks of the Charles? Or other rivers?
Oh, yeah. It's been a while, but that's the best thing to do.
That's something I meant
especially
love.
For the willow tree.
Oh, sure.
I mean, especially if you bike, like the Esplanade's gorgeous.
True.
Yeah, really nice bike path there.
Providence River.
Have you ever seen, really like, nice the Blackstone bike courier River. Guys, like, bike into the Charles on their bikes?
No. Into the river?
What? Yeah.
No. I've seen that on, like, the X Games.
On purpose?
It's pretty X Games. Yeah.
They, like, into the river?
They go on the dock and they bike down the dock into the river.
Like,
it's like, woohoo, we won. Let's, like, do.
Yeah,
the
fix
crazy
your bike
stuff.
Yeah, they're never seen again.
Yeah, they just go
down
the river.
All right. And this one isn't necessarily a venue that you've played at, but what's the coolest venue that you've been to?
Is it you, Joel?
Oh, this is like maybe a goofy, like, nerdy answer, but it was cool to get to go to Shea Stadium before that place closed, just because it was quite a cool spot for a while. In Boston, TT the Bears is the greatest room that ever was.
Yeah,
ever will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Two-part. I mean, I don't... These are places that...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm
having also trouble, but I guess I really like AS220 in Providence. It's really cool. Yeah. And also RIP, that place Pink Noise in Somerville.
Oh yeah.
We played I don't know. I played a show there. It was really cool. And I don't think it exists anymore.
Quickly need to shout out the Funky Jungle.
Oh yeah.
In Providence, Rhode Island. No longer with us, but.
House venue.
Yeah, sorry.
But a nice one. Yeah, I feel like. Yeah, maybe just because they're gone, but like TT's and Great Scott,
I feel like
have a special place in my heart. So
I was thinking Great Scott.
Yeah.
Just felt very comforting.
Homey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loud, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All right. Where's the name Salty Greyhound come from?
This is like the lore. We used to be called Brazil, like way back, and then... It's hard to find Brazil online. Even if you search, like, Brazil music, it still doesn't bring up a whole lot, like, relevant.
Because there's music Brazilian from Brazil.
That's it. That's right. But I don't know. You had it. I feel like you.
I don't know.
Like,
I
made like a mix CD that was called like Salty Greyhound or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think. Yeah, I had a few like demo tracks that I was just calling like word salad nonsense, and I think it came from there. I don't know. I think I just said it for no reason and kind of liked it. And someone said that it was very like sensory, which I liked. I think it was Jane was like, "Oh, you say Salty Greyhound, and I can see, taste, smell, and touch exactly what that like crusty dog would look like." Yeah. And I really liked that.
And we were recently told. Maybe you already knew this, but that bartender was like, oh, well, there's Salty Dog and then there's a Greyhound. Those are two different cocktails.
Yes. Yeah, because that was after Brazil. It was like we really wanted something that we would be the only thing that comes up when you Google it. And we technically are. But yeah, you get Salty Dog and you get the Greyhound as drinks or whatever. Yeah. But so, you know, unique enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just like dogs. And I had a Italian Greyhound growing up. So I think I had Greyhounds on the brain.
Cool dogs.
Cool dogs.
We love dogs. All four of us.
You're a pro dog
fan. Pro dog fan.
We really love dogs. I mean, you know, a lot to
if you don't like dogs, you can't come to the show.
That's right.
We check ID.
All right. Favorite dog and or what breed of dog would you be?
Individual dog.
You know, I realized that I said that, and you know, yeah, or favorite breed, totally up to you.
So like, it could be like a single.
It
dog
could be a single dog. Yeah, you could be like, yeah, Clifford. He's my.
He's a great dog. He's a legendary.
My favorite
dog.
Kind of dog is Big Red.
Extra big.
He's a gentle giant.
Wait till you got.
Oh, it's my answer. Yeah. I love like sniffing dogs, beagles, basset hounds. Big, floppy, disgusting, screeching, but they're really kind. Yeah, there you go. Sorry.
It's just like you.
Oh, Lord.
Sniffing, hunting. I think I'm a big fan of, like, big dogs that don't really look like dogs, like an Irish wolfhound or a borzoi.
Yeah.
They're bred to, like, take down a bear, and they're long-haired and sort of crazy-looking. My favorite individual dog, shout out Calvin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Calvin dog, great dog.
I know you're listening.
Our roommate's dog, small, scruffy.
He's actually not done listening because he's thinking he's dead.
Real charmer.
He's really old.
Yeah.
Sweetest.
I think in general, dogs I like small and I like sleek. I mean, I love them all, actually.
I was going to say.
I go for the toy group, I think.
I think I'd have to go with a gentleman named Rocky right now.
Yeah, Rocky boy, gorgeous.
But all good. You can't choose whatever dog
really
in front of you.
Yeah, that's the right answer. Whichever one I see.
All dogs go to heaven.
They do.
And so let's see. Let's review. You guys are Salty Greyhound. You can be found on Instagram at Salty Greyhound.
Yes.
Where else can you be found? And your album's coming out Friday.
Yep.
It's called Salty Greyhound.
Yep.
And if you look up Salty Greyhound, nothing else will come up except these guys.
That's right.
Correct.
Don't even try to scroll past us.
We'll also put it on our Bandcamp, which is saltygreyhound.bandcamp.com. We also have like a couple other like, I don't know what you would call them, like bootleg recordings of ours that aren't on Spotify there. Facebook, we will post like probably like once every 2 years on it. But
if you still like Facebook,
oh yeah.
We're
we
on
made
there.
A TikTok like last week.
Oh we'll yeah,
start,
I don't know
we'll
if
start
anything's
posting clips
on it
of the
yet,
video
but.
Just to try to get some attention from that.
Yeah, so if you want some exclusive video clips, they're on the TikTok.
And speed I guess up the, a Salty Ground song and do a TikTok dance to it.
Yeah.
The show on the 20th and the music video are two things to look for after the album this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Excellent. And we will be keeping an eye out for anything else coming up. Let's see. I'm looking through my question list and seeing if there's anything that I missed. Do you guys have any good jokes?
Oh, man.
No is also an okay answer if you don't.
I wish.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
Yeah, I just gotta rack my brain real quick.
Like a ha-ha joke or a... I don't know.
Like a sad joke.
You tell me, yeah.
Well, I guess...
That was a joke on its own.
That was a joke. When... I feel like my classic was whenever we're like tuning and I'm trying to kill time between sets, I started telling a series of like awful turtle jokes. And I guess probably the first one was like, so I don't even remember the setup. It's like there's two turtles and they look really similar. No, let me start over. I'm butchering it. There's two turtles and they don't look very similar. But they're twins. And you ask them, how can this be? And they say, well, we're fraternal.
Oh. That's good.
It's good, thanks. Really it's good. An original. If you can believe it.
I like it. That's a good thanks. Original joke.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else? I mean, I don't know if you can top that. I don't know if I can.
My other original that I would do during tuning was like, oh no, I'm not going to remember the lead to this one either. It was something about like, so Al Gore is like late to the meeting and it's because he like tripped over something in the street and like smashed his mouth in and had to go to the dentist. And when he called in to say he was going to be late to the meeting, they were like, what's this about? Why? And he's like, an inconvenient tooth.
I hope that you guys are really slow tuners because those are good.
Yeah. They are. That's why
you have a string of like 5 turtle jokes.
Yeah. I know. Well, that was, I guess, you were asking earlier about our sound developing. I feel like we are faster at transitions now because I can't even squeak these jokes in now. And we used to switch tunings a lot. Sometimes we still do. But yeah, I think we switch instruments a lot less now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
True.
Yeah. We would kind of trade guitars around a lot earlier.
That's fun.
Kind of building an intermission for jokes.
Is there anywhere that you like to go physically or mentally when you're looking for inspiration for your songwriting?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't really go. I've been doing like a lot of meditation recently that I think has been helping me just sort of, I don't know, get over the mental block of like entertaining an idea that comes up. I don't know.
That's cool.
That's the only really thing I can think of.
I feel like for me, I don't really sit down intending to write a song. They just kind of, it feels like they just like appear in my head, like they were just handed to me. So I don't really look for it. I feel like, I guess I kind of, sometimes I think of song ideas like when I'm biking or doing something like mindless, because it's like a time when I'm not filling my head with distractions, and just when my mind can be empty, I think stuff just appears in it sometimes. And also I've woken up with like song ideas.
No shit.
So I think my brain just kind of makes them in the background and I just have to like let it be clear enough to get them sometimes.
How do you remember a song while you're biking? If you could, because I had something that's happened to me before, come up with an idea.
I pull over and make a voice memo shit. And I'm like panting and there's like traffic in the background.
God bless you, Maria.
And then I decipher it later.
No, but that's all you need to do.
Yeah.
I have like a recurring dream that I've written like the best song ever and I wake up and I'm like, duh, duh. Like, I can't like sing it again. Duh. Yeah.
It's like you dreamed about the feeling of writing a good
literally,
song.
Yeah.
Tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes they just slip right through your fingers. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's just about all that I have for you guys. Do you guys have any final words of wisdom?
Words of wisdom.
Come on. We wanted to like work in a joke about how the Tufts mascot is the tufted titmouse, but it didn't come up.
It just should be. It should be that instead of an elephant.
We were also wondering about Mr. Tuft, or perhaps Mr. Tufts.
And is there a Mrs. Tuft?
If not, are you single?
Well, to answer your question, there is a Tufts family. And if you go to any like old like cemetery, like any old Boston cemetery, there will be a bunch of Tufts there.
Wow.
Are they old like Boston Brahmin or like
what?
Like old Money Beacon Hill early.
Yeah, I mean like mostly around here, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah.
But yeah, no, they were all over. I took an archaeology class my freshman year, and we were supposed to like go and analyze gravestones.
Dig them up.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you exhumed a bunch of Tufts Mr. family. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I think that the Tufts who made Tufts is, I want to say Nathaniel.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
Nate Tuft.
And,
that's a good name.
Yeah. And then Jumbo the Elephant, the Tufted Titmouse, is pretty cool.
They're pretty same thing, like
yeah. I mean, close. Small, like elephants big. And birds.
Elephant, yeah. Like where did that come? Like, there's not elephants around.
Wait, here.
They're like, yeah. Wouldn't it well, be funny if he was Jumbo?
Are birds mammals?
No. I don't. I never remember.
No, they're
not.
They lay eggs.
What is that? Well, so do platypi.
Yeah,
that's a monster name. I know that yeah. one. Yeah.
They're but special. So the Jumbo the elephant was an elephant in P.T. Barnum's circus, and P.T. Barnum was one of the big original donors to Tufts.
Oh, no way.
Which is why if people call Tufts a clown college, you kind of have Tufts. To like, yeah, kind of.
So much more.
That's yeah. crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And Jumbo, when it died, which was like, I think a train hit it.
He didn't die of natural causes.
No. I mean,
why was he on the train?
Barnum did a lot of crazy stuff yeah. to animals.
Oh my
so.
God.
And then when Jumbo was stuffed, yeah. They found like a whole bunch of like railroad ties and like other stuff that shouldn't no. be in an elephant's stomach in right. Jumbo's stomach.
Oh my god. But live Jumbo, by the train, die by the train.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean that's the circus motto really wow. in the 1800s. Yeah. But when so then Jumbo was brought here as a stuffed elephant. And then the building that Jumbo was in burned down.
Oh
and
my God.
All
Jumbo
that was left of Jumbo was Jumbo's tail and a peanut butter jar full of ashes that they were able to scoop up after the fire.
Goodness gracious.
my God. And so that's the tragic story of Jumbo the elephant. And now we have a metal statue of Jumbo.
Wow.
But yeah, so now when Tufts gets a new president, they hand down the tail. Oh, and the reason why the tail fell off is because people tugged on it for good luck. So right. much lore.
Wow. Oh, so the tail is so it was separate. In a different building. I was like, how did the fire survive the fire? Not get that's the tail? Crazy. That's crazy.
This is really truly an educational radio.
Yeah. Yeah, it I'm truly, really truly is. Yeah. So that's...
I might never be able to come back to Medford.
Cursed.
So that's the story, Jumbo the tragic story of Jumbo the elephant.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah. Oh, thank you guys for coming in.
Yeah, this is really fun.
Yeah, and I hope to see you guys on the 20th.
Yes.
And yeah, definitely be in touch when you have new music out. I'll be keeping an eye out. Yeah.
We will once a year.
Yeah.
You're
on out.
All right. Thank well, you so much. Oh, my pleasure. Thank you guys. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. And to wrap things up, let's hear, I have a couple more songs about the eclipse. Ooh. So let's see, what else did I have here? I think if I keep talking for another minute or so, there will be just enough time for me to play When There Is No Sun, which describes an eclipse. So yeah, and then we can bridge it perfectly. So this is WMFO, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Mellow Max. My show is highly recommended, full of all of the music that I recommend highly. Stick around for On the Town with Mikey D for even more local music. Salty Greyhound's been my guest. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Yay.
Good night, Metro Boston.
Of darkness when there is no sun. The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day. Sea of darkness when there is no sun. The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day. Darkness. when there is no sun. Sky is the sea of God.